All right, so Ed, I would love to welcome you to the podcast, the Work Life Design podcast. And it's a special moment, man.
It is special.
It is special because it's my first international podcast interview.
Wow, I feel special.
You should. You should. Well, and it's also special because we're here at the UPW, the Unleash the Power Within. A seminar of Tony Robbins, man.
Tony fucking Robbins.
Wow, what made you come to the seminar?
Listen, I've been a big fan of Tony for years. Like, I've never been to any of his live events, but I've read his books and I've listened to his audio books. And he just says a lot of stuff that makes sense. You know, it's more about giving you a rocket up your ass to make you do some stuff. But everything that he says, it just sort of makes sense. It's just, how do you apply it? And I think that's why I came here. Just really get that energy from him directly to say, this is what you need to do, this is how you do it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, because you also use the word rocket, and yeah. and that made me think, it's not rocket science what you're talking about.
Exactly.
It's pretty simple and easy, but it's about applying the knowledge you have. And,
exactly.
And coming to an event like this, I also feel like the energy in the crowd and the people, they get you going, and you're really ready to go for it.
And you know what? Look, we'll talk about business and small business in a bit, but more about the importance of having energy as a business, as an entrepreneur, and as someone who owns their own business. Having energy is the most important thing, I think. And to come to something like this, to see lots of people and be in the same environment, you know, it does really get you going.
So. I appreciate it. Yeah, for sure. And that was also yesterday, because this is a four-day seminar.
4 days.
And if you don't know Tony Robbins and don't have any clue what we're talking about, please look him up. Yeah. Google the guy. YouTube the guy.
Loads on YouTube.
Read it. Yeah, there's loads of it. Books. So just we leave it at that for Tony Robbins. Look at it for yourself. But we were yesterday at day two. And that's where we met, man.
Yeah, well, we'd done a fire walk the day before.
Yeah, good.
That was powerful.
That was quite a start.
Yeah.
We walked through fire.
Yeah, we all done a fire walk. Yeah. And then day two, we all came in. Everyone was pumped. Everyone was charged, ready to go. And I met these guys.
Yeah, man.
Now we're here.
It's crazy how it goes, because I'm here with a good friend of mine, Vitsa, and we were sitting next to you yesterday.
Good guy.
Yeah, for sure. And we were enthusiastic. He started talking to you, and then he was like, "Oh, Geert, you have to talk to this guy also, because he has a great story, and you would like to, you will love his story about work-life design and what you're doing."
Yeah.
And we started talking, and then we were like, fuck it, let's do it. Let's make a podcast out of it, because
let's just jump in and get it going.
Let's just go. Yeah, I think that's a Tony effect as well, right?
It's so, rubbed off on us, definitely. Yeah.
So now we're here, and I just want to get the audience a bit of a feeling and idea of what you do right now, and also what were the steps that you took to get where you are, because I think you can inspire a lot of people with your story.
Okay. Cool. Well, my name's Ed, and I'm the co-founder of the Merch Store Licensing Agency. We specialize in TV to stage and comedy entertainment. So we work with the biggest and best names in comedy, and we create and produce merchandise ranges for them that can be sold on retail, on their tours, online. And we collaborate with brands as well, where we bring the celebrities to the brands. So we work alongside them like that too. But so the steps that I took, it's a difficult one.
So to slow you down a little bit, this is you. You're from UK, right?
From London, yeah.
Yeah, from London here, and are you operating in London or the whole country?
It's West London. Twickenham is our headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a team of designers, and we've got a team of road staff which tour nationwide. We've got some partners in the US and Australia as well that run our US and Australian tours. And
how big is the team?
So we've got a team of six within the design team, and we've got work with a lot of subcontractors, because the touring industry is very seasonal. But we've got 12 touring partners that we employ to carry out projects throughout the country.
Yeah. And for how long have you been doing this?
We started this, I think it was about just over 5 years ago now. And it's just absolutely flown.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Absolutely flown. It feels like last year we set it all up and
really?
We were ready to go, yeah.
Really? All right, so I will translate a little bit in Dutch.
Because I talk fast and I sound funny, because obviously
you're good. But maybe if you missed it, wat deze gast dus doet is merchandise maken. Dus dat betekent t-shirts en bekers en allemaal producten maken van een bepaald merk. En waar hij dat van doet, is met name van comedians. Dus comedians die een optreden hebben, daar zorgt hij voor dat die super toffe kleding en producten hebben die zij weer kunnen verkopen aan hun publiek, aan hun fans. En zij maken dat dus en zij helpen hun dat ook verkopen, waardoor zij weer een percentage van de verkoop krijgen. Nou, en op die manier heeft hij zijn business opgebouwd en dat doen ze nu dus zo'n 5 jaar en dat doet hij met een team. En hij zou straks ook vertellen dat hij dat samen met zijn broer is gestart. Dat is super tof. En ik ga hem nu vragen hoe hij dat voor elkaar heeft gekregen. Want ik weet dat hij ook een gezinsman is en dat hij dit van een loondienst af aan is op gaan bouwen. Dus daar ben ik nu heel benieuwd naar. So Ed, we're back.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Perfect.
Exactly.
You understand every word of
every
it, right?
Every word of it. I should have done that myself.
Next time it's yours.
Next time.
Next time. All right. Ed, what can you tell a little bit more about the rest of your life? How does it look? You have, I know you have kids. Can you talk a little bit about that?
My life right now is absolute chaos. Absolute chaos. I've got 2 children, both under 2 years old. I know I'm crazy, but you know, this is what life
gives
you.
And you still find time to go 4 days to a seminar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why not? Why not take out 14-hour days and go do a seminar? But it's absolutely crazy at the minute. But focusing more on family life. I'm married, got 2 kids. You know, it is crazy having kids. And I found that it was difficult to try and work out how can you spend that time with your new family. I see all my friends around me who weren't able to get maternity leave. Mm. Maternity leave where they legally have to take off, I think it's 2 weeks. And I had 2 weeks and I thought, I can't go back to work now. Mm. And I thought, do you know what? I'm self-employed. I run my own business. I took 2 months off. And then I started going back part-time. And I was lucky enough that I was able to do that. You know, not many people get to do that. But while it was happening with my firstborn, I realised that we had to make some changes because I couldn't be in the office. And so what we did, we set some processes, some systems up to try and automate what I was doing. And we were never in that position where I had to offload some of my work. A lot of my work I was doing myself because, you know, I felt like I need to do it myself. No one else can do it.
It's a lot of struggle for a lot of entrepreneurs, I guess, right?
They're trying to do it
themselves, trying to do it independently.
Yeah, they try and do it independently for a couple of reasons. One, they think that no one else can do it. Two, they think that, why should I pay someone? I can keep that money for myself. Do you know, it's the biggest understatement of it's just the wrong way to look at things. Mm. Complete wrong way to look at things. If you're... Just look at it like this, and I can't remember where I heard this, or it was one of those self-help books for entrepreneurs, and it was let's just say you had some accounting and bookkeeping work to do. Now I do enjoy bookkeeping. I've got a finance background, and it would take me a day to do a VAT return. I remember hearing somewhere that if you paid someone to do that, it's one day's work. How many jobs could you get in one day? And thinking about it, I would literally have to get on the phone for an hour to bring in a few jobs. That's me pushing it, hard sales. Mm. I could get on the phone, get the clients in. Those jobs would bring 50K plus. And there's me focusing on paying someone £150 to do my bookkeeping for one day. It's a stupid way to think. It's the wrong way to think. But it's embedded within you. Why should I pay someone to do this? I mean, if you enjoy doing it, just do it. But if there's a benefit from not doing it and you focusing on what you're good at, why are you doing that stuff? Do the stuff that benefits the team, not just benefits you and what you're good at.
Yeah, so you're talking and preaching now about building a team, make sure that you do the thing that you're talented with, that you're gifted with, and that you enjoy. So
exactly.
You have time and energy for the right things, you can focus, and all that other stuff. Just make sure that you outsource it. Find people that can do that work for you.
Yeah, and stop thinking that no one else can do it. Mm. You're not that special.
Yeah.
You're not that good. And these little things, even if I've started doing this as well, there's an app where you can mirror your screen, or you record your screen. When I get in the morning, I record my screen the whole day, and then I look at what I've done during that day. Most of it is bullshit.
Mm.
Oh, checking emails. Anyone can check emails. Anyone can do all that stuff. And then you do a bit of research, and then you watch a video and watch another video. You can do that in your own time. Don't do it in work time. Do you know what I mean? Every moment that you're in the office or you're working towards your goal, try and utilize that time, because all the stuff, doing research and, you know, trying to work out how you can make this cheaper, do that in your own time.
Yeah. But you're hitting a big point now, because you're talking about time. And time is valuable, right? Especially if I listen to you and you have two kids, you're a family man.
Yeah.
Your time is precious,
Time is precious. Exactly, yeah.
So talk a little bit about your work days and how much time do you put in working?
Yeah. Well, look, like I said, when my first child was born, things had to change. Like, I had to put things in place. I had to put processes in place. I had to train some staff up to show them what I did. Now, the one thing that I do for the business is I bring the clients in. I've got very good relationships with my existing clients. And I think that's where I should be focused. But I never thought that was my focus. Mm. I always thought that was a part of my job, just a small part of my job, bringing the clients in. So all the other stuff that I did, I took note of it. I recorded my screens, like I was saying, and all the stuff that I was doing throughout the day that I know someone else could do, I chopped that video, removed it, and put it down as a training video for the next person.
Mm.
And I dictated over it as well, so I showed them what to do. I went through the steps, went through the processes. Once I started doing that, I realised that people are so much more capable than you think at doing all these things. Hand it over, stop worrying about what they might fuck it up, or they might mess it up, or they might not do it right. Do you know what? If they don't do it right, they'll learn. They won't do it again. If they do it again, you need to have a chat. If they do it again, get rid of them.
Yeah, so you're actually leveraging to other people.
Exactly,
Yeah.
So then from there...
And that's a good thing for your time.
Exactly. Right. So going back to that, so obviously things are in place. I've got people doing things for me. And I'm not talking about like I'm a dictator, do this, do that. I put things out and I say, look, who's capable of doing this? And I try and work out who's the best person to do it. And you know what? Everyone's up for it.
Mm.
People don't mind doing an extra few bits here and there, as long as they're not overloaded with the boring stuff. Give them something different to do. Once I started doing that, I realised that I was going into work a bit later, because the baby was up all night, my wife was tired, and then I started going into work about 11, 12 o'clock. Our normal work hours are 10 till 6, so I started going in at 11, 12 o'clock, and I was going in, everything was being done, so I was walking into the office, there was less for me to do, there was more of the sales stuff, because that's my focus now, and then I'd go home a bit earlier, because I'd get a call, baby's crying, get the fuck home now, I can't deal with this. So I'll just leave the office, go home. Same thing happens the next day. And then because I've been doing that, I realise that I don't actually have to be in the office all day.
It wasn't even a conscious decision, but it was more that it went like that because of the action you put in.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it was that realisation that as soon as I realised that people were doing stuff for me, the nitty-gritty stuff, the stuff that you don't need to be doing, I actually thought, why am I going into the office today? I don't need to go into the office today. As long as I'm getting the sales and I'm bringing the work in, why do I need to go into the office?
Yeah, so you focus more on resource than on time
in
the office.
Exactly. And using that time to how many clients can I get in this hour that I've got? Or what can I do with these existing clients to bring in some more money?
Yeah. right? So it's a mind shift. It's a mind shift, I guess.
Mind shift.
Because normally we are really looking at hours, like working hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of people focusing on, all right, how many hours do I work? But you're talking more about, all right, how much work can you get done in less hours?
People are thinking, I'm working 5 days. I'm working 6 days a week.
Yeah.
I'm doing 12-hour shifts. Stop thinking about the days. Think about the hours that you're spending on. If you bring it down to, instead of a day, because a day could be 6 hours, 12 hours, 23 hours worth of work. Think about the hour rather than the day. And if you can just try and nail what you can do in an hour, it's so much more effective than how much can I do in a day. Because you put a time limit on it.
So it's also going for when you're working in the day job, right? Because now you're an entrepreneur, so you will have more freedom, of course. You can make more decisions your own. But I guess it's the same principle when you're working at a day job. As long as you get your results, your manager, your boss will be happy.
They
your company will be,
you,
be
yeah.
happy.
They will love you. And do you know what? If they start saying, here's some more work to do, maybe look at that as a challenge, but also try and use it as leverage to try and say, look, I'm taking the rest of the day off. I've done an amazing job today. Try and prove yourself that way. My days now, literally, I go in at 11 o'clock. I finish at 2, maybe 2:30, maybe 3 o'clock. I might finish, you know... Some days I don't even bother going into work.
Wow, man.
Honestly,
this is crazy because it's a dream of a lot of people and there's a lot of belief that that is not possible. And that if you are an entrepreneur like you, you have to work like 80 hours a week. You have to work your ass off to get it done.
I've done it for, like, it's only literally this last year and a half where everything has changed. I was working 7 days a week. I was working the day job and then going out on the road and touring. So I was selling at the merchandise stand. Yeah. I don't know how I was able to do all of it.
Was it necessary to do that to become where you are now? Or was it just that of a mindset shift? Would you do it another way if you look back at it now?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's a good question. Do you know what? I did what I had to do to get where I am.
Yeah.
I had to do all that stuff. But just stop and think and just say to yourself, do I need to keep doing this?
Yeah.
I can't. This isn't like... You can't carry on at this pace.
So the message is not be lazy and do as less as possible. But the message is, the key point is, look at what you're doing every time. Monitor that. And then look at what can you do to get the best results.
Exactly.
And don't mind the time. So sometimes, in some phases of your business, of your life, it means that you work 7 days a week. But there will be times that it's also okay to work 3 days a week because you get the same results. So you did all the work before that and you catalyzed that. I'm not sure if that's a word,
forget about the time. Forget about the time. Again, when you have a child, there's a thing that just changes in your brain. It's like a switch. My kid's nearly 2 years old now, and I don't know where that time has gone. Genuinely, I don't know where that time's gone. And it's stuff like that. Like, I'm 34 now, and it's starting to, like, really hit in that I'm getting old. I need
Well, you're looking good, boy.
Thanks,
you're looking good,
mate. God, bro. Don't feel it. Like, you know, that's why I'm here. It's important to try and utilize the time that you've got.
Yeah, for sure, man. Clear message. One more thing I would like to ask you about is the idea that you had. Mm-hmm. It's pretty a rad idea. It was a good idea. If you pitch it to me and you told about it yesterday, like, it's pretty easy. Like, all right, we have merchandise and we have comedians. Mm-hmm. Comedians don't have their own merchandise most of the time. Mm-hmm. We can make it for them. Easy as that. And the idea is pretty, like if you hear that, like, all right, yeah, that can work.
Yeah.
But I know... An idea is not everything, right? It's about the fucking execution.
Yeah.
So please tell me about some things that you did in execution that you know, all right, these are key points. If you have a good idea, and it might not be the same idea, or maybe the same idea that you're running around now like that, don't start it in the UK in London.
It's all right. You can. Give me a challenge.
Yeah, good. Right mindset. Talk about execution. Like, if somebody's walking around with a good idea, what should they do?
Just act straight away. Stop dilly-dallying and waiting for a right opportunity, because there's always opportunities being thrown at you. You're just not seeing them. And do you know what? I hear this from Tony a lot, that you need to open up your mind and stop being narrow-minded when it comes down to opportunities around you. Okay? Because if, let's say you've got one mindset and it's like, right, I've got the best idea in the world and I need to sell it to this person. What you're forgetting is that there's four other people around you that need that same service, but you haven't thought about them. So open up yourself and think more on a broader range. Now, I know that we are niche. We specialise in comedy. We specialise in TV to stage. But what we did was we did a hell of a lot of research on who our clients are, what the fans really loved about our clients. And we developed ideas and concepts and product ranges, and we put it into a proposal, and we literally stalked the clients. Where are they going on tour? Can we catch them before they get into the car and go off? You know, it's like celebrities, they jump in, they go off, nobody can touch them. So you look into the agents, you look into everything that they do, where they're touring, what their fans are saying, what their fans are talking about on networks. And then we developed we tried to really understand the fan. And then when we I'll give you one scenario where we literally waited outside a theatre for 2 days trying to wait for I won't say who it is because I'm working with them now. But they came out the theatre, gave them the proposal just as they were getting into the taxi, and then we put my number on the back and said, give us a call. And we kept it light-hearted and, you know, quite funny. It wasn't like a serious proposal. It was jokey. It was fun. And, we got a call from the agent a couple of days after. We were waiting for... It felt like a week. Got the call. Guys, we love your ideas. Why don't you come in for a chat? And then from there, we thought, right, this was amazing because it's the first we've ever been able to...
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the first success story. It was not even there. The result was not there, but it was the first glimpse of, this can be really something.
It sounds easier than it was, because there was a lot of... You know, we did a lot of research around it, and
I love that you say that, because that's the point that a lot of people need to hear as well. It sounds like now you're a success, now you have your own company, you can work a couple hours a day, and it's beautiful, but you had to execute
I was hitting the streets trying to get out there.
Exactly, so waiting 2 days to get somewhere, and not sure if it would work, no guarantees, but still doing the work, still doing the shit work as well.
What I will say is, when we first started out and we got that job, we put 110% into that job. It was me and my brother. We put 110% in. He'd done all the designs. I'd done all the products. We actually worked together a lot on the whole project, because it was the first time we'd done it. And once we started realising who's good at what, we sort of split our ways, and I focus on this, you focus on that, and we bring it all together. But
how is it to do business with your family, with your brother?
It's great. It's great because we're very different people.
All right. So we complement each other.
If we were similar, I think it would be... It would be a fist fight every day, But we're very different people, and I think it works really well. He had a band. It's actually how we got into the business, because he had a band. I finished university, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And he goes, well, do you want to come and manage my band? And I was like, yeah, fuck it, let's do this. I see him going out, having parties all the time.
So
I'll be a manager. So we did that for 2 years, a year and a half. And I mean, we done really well with it, and done festivals, and we'd done some UK tour dates, and it was amazing. But that's when we realised that there's money to be made in merchandise. Yeah. We were making more out of t-shirts than we were on ticket sales.
Fuck yeah. So that's how we start. That's how ideas start as well,
that
right?
That was the click. Yeah, that was the click point.
Just looking around you, see the gaps, and then go for it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Just jump in. That's all I'd say. Just jump in. It doesn't really matter if you fall on your ass. Yeah. It's okay to fall on your ass, because you know what? You will actually learn from that, and you'll be better the next time.
Right, you know? Man. You ready for day three?
Yeah, transformation, let's do this.
Let's do this, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, but my podcast, I have one routine in my podcast, and that is my guest is the most important people in the podcast. It's about my guest, not about me, but about my guest. So always the final words are not from me, but from my guest. So Ed, what is the thing that you want to finish off? What is something that you want to share with the people that are listening right now as your final words?
Oh, God, right. I think the most important thing for anyone who's starting up, anyone who's in that position where they're running their own business, or even those people who are a bit, they've been running their business for a while, it's a bit stagnant. Just jump in and stop thinking too much. Because that thinking too much, it's like a brick wall that just goes up right in front of your face and you don't want to move. You think that there's all these elements around you that are stopping you. Try and forget about that. It's not about that. You can do all this shit. You've got to where you are right now. Stop thinking that you can't do this. You wouldn't be where you are right now if you had that thought process when you first started.